Thanks to NPR on Fresh Air, I was made aware of Ted Rosenthal Trio, Rhapsody in Gershwin. And this is one gorgeous album. And the dilemma for a jazz musician when he plays the standards is always how far do they go from that standard sound with chord progressions and things. This gentleman and his trio has done a gorgeous job. Here you go, Melissa. Rhapsody in Gershwin, the full 17-minute version of Rhapsody in Blue done in a totally new and gorgeous way. Here's a little bit of the Ted Rosenthal Trio.
Nice.
Introduced by Fred Astaire in 1937 from Shall We Dance. This is just such a nice song. They can't take that away from me. The whole album is just gorgeous. Cannot recommend it enough. You should run out and buy it right now.
It's the Ted Rosenthal Trio Rhapsody in Gershwin. And now let's move on. And that's a classic. But when we move on to the right now,
fresh
nothing's
music.
Hotter than Lana Del Rey's new album that dropped this week, Ultra Violence.
My 16-year-old loves this. I love it. So there you go. It's either really brilliant or we're both really off. Because we both love it.
Maybe it's both.
It's
we're brilliant and off.
But I love Lana's own review. She said, the record is finished and it's beautiful. And don't worry, you will love Ultra. It is so wrong and exquisite. It is absolutely gorgeous. Darker than the first. So dark, it's almost unlistenable and wrong, but I love it. Excuse me. This is her the single from the album called West Coast, and she loves icons. She's all about the icons in Hollywood. Here we go.
Lana Del Rey, Ultra Violence.
It's a gorgeous album. It's very rich. It's very deep. It's very personal. It gets kind of heavy sometimes with some great guitar work, but it's pretty much down-tempo, a little more down-tempo than her last album, which sampled more on a hip-hop kind of thing. And finally, Elvis is back. Bossa Nova Baby, the ultimate Elvis party album. This is really interesting. It's you may have heard the Bossa Nova from the Cities of the World Heineken campaign from 2014. It's got three mixes from the Cirque du Soleil Viva Elvis show, which are really updated and really good. Here's a little bit of Bossa Nova Baby from 1963, updated today.
Take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, Bossa Nova Baby, keep on working for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go.
It's billed as the ultimate Elvis party album.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And obviously that's not Bossa Nova, but in 1963 he made a film called Fun in Acapulco with Ursula Andress, which is the real reason to see the movie. And they were just playing off of Bossa Nova because it was so big in the early 60s. But what's kind of fun about the CD is it has these new mixes from Paul Oakenfold, XL... a little less conversation. It's got Little Sister, Viva Las Vegas, Jailhouse Rock. It goes all the way back to 1954 with Good Rockin' Tonight and goes all the way to 2014 with Bossa Nova.
Yeah, and you're a big Elvis fan. How do you rank this in the canon of Elvis releases?
I really like this. And the real treats are the Cirque du Soleil mixes, because I didn't think Cirque du Soleil could do with Elvis what they did with the Beatles, which they deconstruct songs, put them back together, lift guitar riffs from other songs. They do a really good job. So you get five remixes. I think the best one on there is the King Creole mix. It's really good. And it's got Little Sister and the famous songs we all love. So I just think it's amazing that a gentleman who died in 1977 could still be the second or third biggest selling past artist. You know, Bob Marley and Elvis and Michael Jackson. They're all still in the top.
Still up there. Yeah. It's incredible. And you'll be spinning tonight on the Electro Lounge.
Modern music for modern living. Electro Lounge, 9 o'clock. We'll mix it up as we usually do. And we will just keep the music going. All styles.